This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're just tuning in, Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76 today after a years-long battle with Parkinson's, so we're honoring him with his music. But we also want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh entering his 18th season. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to multiple AFC title games. How about you, great Harbs? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Shiloh. Shiloh, you're on the fan.
First of all, good afternoon. Thanks a lot for getting me in. I know you got a lot of calls, so I'm going to try to get straight to it. So Harbaugh been here 18 years, right? So the way I look at it, and I'm going to try to get this in real fast.
Sure.
If he's been here 18 years, and from my mind, I'm not mistaken, right, we have a 13-year drought for us winning the Super Bowl. I think last time he won was 2012.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So with that being said, right, just look at the longevity of him being here, right, and when we did win, right, we had a lot of good veterans on this team. I ain't got a name if you guys know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think it's not fair to where as though when we get to those playoffs, the football gods always giving the quarterback the grief when you got to look at that person that's in charge, because a lot of coordinators that came and left. Harbaugh has been here all these years, right? Mm-hmm. And what has he done as a coach in the playoffs, or how many Super Bowls has he accomplished without? See, when you had Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, all that, those, you know, it was coming out the locker room that a lot of times they was the leaders of the team, not the coach. You know what I'm saying? They was, you know, the coordinator, the Antoine Bowles of the world, the reason why we won that Super Bowl. I don't think it was Harbaugh, but at the end of the day, right, guys, look at it like this. When it comes to X and O's, I don't think Harbaugh had enough to get us over the hump in the playoffs, because the reason why, it's been proven. It's, okay, we got to – let me ask you guys, my friends. With all the talent that we have, if we had – Andy Reid of the world, how many championships do you think we would have?
Well, how many Andy Reids are there, though?
There's
I think
one.
That goes back to, again, like, would they have won one more if they had Reid? Would they have won one more if they had McVay? I mean, maybe, but, like, I don't know who else you're putting on that list.
But also the thing about Andy Reid was fired in Philadelphia because he couldn't get over the hump.
He went to a bunch of NFC title games and just won Super Bowl, which he lost.
Well, how many people have won? How many coaches have won Super Bowls since Harb's last one? Because Belichick's got like four or five since then, and Andy Reid's got his bunch since then. So like Peterson, right?
Yeah,
broke through once with the Eagles, and then
Tampa,
Sirianni once with the
Tampa.
Eagles.
McVay.
Yeah, Arians once with Brady.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole bunch of dudes grabbed Lombardi trophies since Harb's last one. It's like four guys.
Samaj, you're on the fan.
What's up, my fellow turf lover, Big Kenny?
Hey, what's going on?
Pitbull? What it do, Pitbull?
He calling you Pitbull.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I was like, is that Bone? Is that? Hey, how's it going?
That's who he is, Pitbull. That's who he is, Pitbull Lockham 4. Come on, y'all know that nobody, when he gets his teeth on something, is more gritty ground growling and more on it with a tighter bite than Lockham 4.
No emotion when talking about the Orioles.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
That's what he said. That's,
fire Mike Elias. Fire Mike Elias.
That's his words, man.
Fire Mike Elias.
What's up, T-Bone? Hey, man, thanks for taking my calls, guys. I'm just going to be like this. I mean, you know, what you guys have just pointed out is really, really the end-all question. It's like if Harbaugh was to go tomorrow, okay, who's going to replace him? So got to keep that in perspective. And you're right, the list is very short. So I'll just get to it. I think the guy is one of the most quality human beings on the planet. And that's why I think Bisciotti has been comfortable keeping him as the leader of this organization for the last 18 years. He's just a sound, quality dude. Now, as a coach and administrator and all of that, you know, my only issue with Hobbs has been over the years, and Pitbull, you already mentioned it a couple times, it's just his over-loyalty. Mm-hmm. He's overly loyal. He's loyal to a fault.
Yep.
And we've seen it with Cam Cameron. We've seen it with Giro. Yeah. We even see it with Lamar, because at times he's like a fan with Lamar instead of his damn head coach. And that brings me to my big thing with Harbaugh, and it kind of goes to what the gentleman before me said about his playoff record. And I don't know if it's the loyalty thing. I don't know if it's because he comes from teams and that's his background, although he was a DB coach starting mm-hmm. out. But for whatever reason, like my only issue with Harbs, and, you know, it could be why we've only gotten one chip out of him in the last 18 years. And that's just that, to me, in my 40 years of watching pro football, the guys that are the true dog coach leaders throughout time and throughout the league have been guys that, when push comes to shove, December, January, they want what they want. They see something, they don't like it, they bark on it, they speak on it, they demand a change. And Harbs is just like, hey, I let my coordinators, I hired them to do a job, I let them do their job, and whatever happens, happens. And to me, that is his single fault as a head coach. There are times in playoffs, there are times in the December stretch where a head coach has to see what's going on in the game and it's not working and pull his damn coordinator up and say, look, we got to do something different.
Appreciate the call. He's not perfect.
No.
My question, and we could ride more calls if you want.
Sure,
410-583-1057. Like, beyond Reed and McVay, who are you taking over Harbs?
Well, and if you think it's so easy to find those guys, look at how many teams just keep chasing their tail.
Yes. 410-583-1057. More of your thoughts. John Harbaugh, training camp begins tomorrow. We hear from you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next here on The Fan. We got packed phone lines. People want to talk John Harbaugh entering his 18th year. We all gave him B's or A's. What about the people? 410-583-1057. Tim's in Baltimore. Tim, you're on The Fan.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Yes.
We got you.
I would give Harbaugh a solid C as a coach, and here's why. In all those years, one, he lacks creativity. He does the same thing time after time. I kind of liken him to someone that has a high-speed sports car that they can only use a couple of the features, and that's how I feel about him. Also, he does not have that fire.
Really?
Oh, man.
He doesn't have the fire. You can look at Harbaugh on the sidelines, and when things go sideways, he has the same vapid expression game. But case in point.
I will say this, as someone who has asked him a question he doesn't like, I vehemently disagree with the assertion.
As someone who has had multiple screaming fits with him on the phone, he can get after it.
No, he had, but his fire is not directed at the appropriate sources we need it most. Case in point, when I say fire, I mean in general, not just at the coaches. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Ray Lewis was at the playoff game last year against Pittsburgh. Do you see how the team rallied? Offense, defense, they demolished Pittsburgh.
You think Ray Lewis was behind that?
He's the motivator. Uh-huh. He has a history of motivating that team. Harbaugh does not have that intensity. And also, he gets out-coached in big games.
Appreciate the call. I do not think they won that game against Pittsburgh because of Ray Lewis. I was there as well. Ray Lewis popped out in, what, the third quarter and did the squirrel. Somebody's going to throw his back out doing that. But alas, it is entertaining.
And I mean, the whole Ray Lewis thing. They had losing seasons with Ray Lewis.
And by the way, the year they won.
They had losing seasons.
Can I also say, Danelle Ellerbe was the best linebacker on the team that won the Super Bowl against San Francisco. Was it, who's the wide receiver? The tight end of Maryland.
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis was working Ray in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, having Ray do his thing at home playoff games.
I love it.
Should be mandatory.
I think he's
pretty fiery, but I understand the caller's point about...
Hey, remember he was about to take on the Titans when they were dancing on the logo? He was going out there, remember?
Yeah.
Him and Marcus Peters.
Yeah, John was ready to throw hands.
I just don't know who... Again, I hope someone has a recommendation for a reasonable replacement.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore, who I'm guessing is not in Baltimore, even though he says he's in Baltimore. You're on the fan.
Might be in Cleveland.
It's in Tampa.
No, I'm back, man. I'm back in Tampa, man. It was rough coming back from such a beautiful place, man. You know, but on to Harbaugh, right? I would grade Harbaugh. I would say a B+. He has benefited, you know, from having, you know, the greatest linebacker of all time, like people brought up. One of the greatest safety of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And also a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Yes. As we recall, Harbaugh's job was on the line, you know, that season, you know, before he put Lamar in. You know, the writing was on the wall. So that's why I say I give him a B+. Other than that, John Harbaugh, he's just a Jason Garrett
that's a little Lamar Jackson.
Listen, no. Jason Garrett would have took that job here and had Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and Lamar Jackson. They have the same probably identical record.
No, I doubt it.
I don't know about that.
That's your cowboy love gameplay.
I have a hard time co-signing that.
Yeah. I think you're still drunk from Ybor City, Rashawn.
I might be. Yeah.
But like, who wins Super Bowls that don't have superstar players?
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you want to go, we can look at the anomaly, right? Peterson with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Peterson only lasted two more years there.
He's got a statue in front of the stadium.
Stunk in Jacksonville. Yes. And he's never going to get a head coaching job again.
Never. No. And he's got a statue.
And he's the one who did it with a trick play.
Yes.
And trickeration in a place where even the great Andy Reid couldn't get over the hump. And he did it with Nick Foles.
Yes. How much success did Bill Belichick have before
he
Tom Brady?
He beat Tom Brady with Nick Foles.
He did.
And he's never going to coach again.
How much success
did Harbs just got another extension.
Yes.
How much success did Belichick have without Brady?
None.
Exactly.
He benched Bernie Kosar for Vinny Testaverde.
You need good players.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
I think I give Hobbs a C+.
Jeez.
Wow. Top grader. Let me ask you something. The current coach of the NFL, Sean, who would you rather have other than John Harbaugh?
Oh, it's a lot. And listen.
A lot.
Give us some.
Give us a list. Give me a list.
Before I say it. Hold on. I'm about to say it. Okay. But with these current rosters he had these 3 years, including this year here, it's a couple coaches I would take. The guy who just came back from Seahawks with the Raiders.
Pete Carroll? You'd rather Pete Carroll?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
He's like 77 years old. He's older than Belichick.
Takes his shirt off.
Who said transformational?
I'll take McVay.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm with you.
I'm just saying, with the talent that the last 3 years, the roster that he had, this guy said, I'll take McVay. I'll take Pete Carroll.
You'll take Andy Reid.
Of course.
Yeah.
Floor. Okay. The floor. Can I saw you on the floor?
What's that? What's the kid? What's the kid down there? That just won it. With Philly.
Oh, Sirianni!
Oh man, Sirianni was about to get
fired. I'm just saying with the talent. I'm just saying with the talent. Y'all gotta see where I'm coming from.
I'm looking.
I honestly think Harbaugh he need a new look. If he can't get over the hump this year,
you're getting rid of him.
I think he need a new look. It's not, and the only reason I give him I really want to give him a B minus. You know what I mean? He did bring a chip in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He rides with the team, and it's no knock on Harbaugh. But 18 years, and I'm like, now all I can remember, I remember the last Super Bowl. But now all I can remember, you know how many times I get tired of hearing fans get in my Uber ride and say this about this team and say this about Hawks. I don't got time for that.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Tony's in Baltimore. Tony, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
As far as a Harbaugh is great. Me personally, I think I would give him a B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harbaugh's a great coach, but like the last caller just said, I felt like we had, you know, a couple good teams in the Lamar era to be able to, you know, get over the hump. Like, you know, the teams we've been having, we had a few teams that, you know, possibly could have got to a Super Bowl. Now my thing is you know, we spent the last 13 years trying to get back to a second Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We already have guys like Sirianni, like a McVay, that have already been to two in a small time frame. You get what I'm saying? And they have rosters just as talented as the Ravens. So, I mean, I felt like last season, it probably would have been a good time to transition to somebody else like a Mike McDonald. You get what I'm saying? Somebody that's been in the organization – that know the team, and it would have been a smooth transition. Maybe Harbaugh gets like a office job.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly
put him in maintenance.
Didn't do it. Like it's hard to say like where will we go once Harbaugh decides not to be a coach or he retires.
McDonald would have been bold. I mean, that would have been a big ball move from Bashaid if he would have gone that route.
Yeah.
I doubt he even considered it for a second. I'd be stunned if he considered it for a second. Not to say that there isn't merit to it. I mean, I you know.
Let's grab Terrence. Terrence, you're on the fan.
All right. How's it going, gentlemen?
What's up?
Yeah. Terrence, Boney T. Frazier, Baltimorean native, former sports management major from Hampton. Just about Harbaugh, you know, other than being legendary or great, he is solidly above average. He has a great delay in making the decisions he needs to make, whether it's going through his coordinators, changing up players such as last season, because that defense could have torn us apart if we didn't get it together in week 10.
Yep.
A lot of those things could have been addressed earlier, whether it's through him or Eric DaCosta. Eric's done a great job. Harbaugh should be able to do a little bit more and get us over the hump, whether it's in the playoffs or late in the season when we experience just a few injuries. Because even though they're saying we have one of the best rosters in the league right now, we've had one of the best rosters in the league for the last 6 years. We've had no excuses, and we have none from this point forward.
Appreciate the call.
The terrible loss is home to Tennessee, right? I mean, like, if we're going to boil it down. Like, okay, the AFC Championship
loss was bad,
but they lost to a Chiefs team that won the Super Bowl in the midst of a dynastic run with Patrick Mahomes, who at that point was like 17-1 in his
playoff
career.
The common denominator was that we feel like they beat themselves in both games.
Yes, but like,
both were bad.
That Chiefs team to me is a different plane than Tennessee early, before Vrabel was anything.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Tannehill was available all last year. Nobody wanted to sign him.
I'm with you on that, but 23 was a better team. Lamar is second MVP.
Lost to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying it's not bad, but like to me, there's one stinker, and it's that Tennessee loss.
Yes, they were double-digit favorites in that game.
Yes.
You can't lose that football game. But what I'm saying, that was Lamar in year two. It was still Giro. The defense was probably overrated because of that offense dominating time of possession. Like 23, you were healthy. The Chiefs were vulnerable. You were at home. Like
you shut them out in the second half.
Like you can't lose that football game.
Hey,
you can't.
We got bounce back fallback coming up at the top of the hour, but coming up next, we do have to get back to the Orioles as much as we might not want to. But they have a game tonight against the Guardians, game two of this four-game series. We preview next, Hot Corner here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.